hey, kids, a woman's a big, fat, scary-looking man with a beard and a red Bozo the Clown outfit. Ugh. And it's again, ladies and gentlemen, total grooming, total brainwashing, and we all know it. But the Supreme Court nominee, she doesn't know it. She's like, oh, I let this person out of jail because they were 18 and the person they had sex with was, you know, in their age group. Eight-year-old was, yeah. And she's like, well, that's in their age group. These people are pedophiles and pedophile enablers. You don't get in the globalist club now if you don't at least help them rape children. If you don't feed the children into this hideousness, you know, you don't find it the clown in Stephen King movies, you know, down in water culverts during a storm. No, they're all over the television, they're all over the media, and they're with your children. Get it off the screen, please. And so they show you this hideousness and this obvious grooming and how sick it is and want you to accept it. And then it's all a globalist CIA program they experimented with in Germany, up to 30,000 children per state being delivered at age 3 to 7 to pedophiles to be raped into a same-sex relationship to then be groomed and prepared to service adults in mass pedophile orgies at age 7. And they have medical treatment. They get raped so viciously. This is mainstream news. This is the left. This is who they are. They will murder you. They will kill you. They will annihilate you. They are Satanist. They are Legion. They are attacking. They are creating animal-human clones. They're doing it all. They've got a breakaway civilization they've already built, and they're about to feed 7 billion of us into extermination and death. It was over 20 years ago that I first received documents and had guests on who were part of Christian organizations who had been warned by nurses they knew in California and New York, as well as Washington State. And they discovered that they were keeping babies alive and telling the mothers that were disabled or on drugs, mentally disabled, that, oh, your child died, and that they were keeping him alive and then using him for medical experiments. Now, more than a decade ago, lawsuits came out and documents were received by groups all over the country. And we've discovered basically all 50 states are doing it. The latest documents last year were out of Cleveland and the big hospital system there. And it was keeping babies alive indefinitely and then doing experiments on them. So the left's all upset about lab rats and things and monkeys. And I certainly don't want, you know, higher level primates being experimented on. We need empathy and we do need some basic humanity here extended to animals. But where are the people for children? You know, where's the left? Because it's the left pushing this. And in San Francisco, if you'll remember, 5 years ago, the pro-life group infiltrated these organizations and actually got them to admit on tape that they could deliver them live babies for harvesting. And the federal judge out there fined the pro-life group tens of millions of dollars and shut them down. And last time I heard was trying to put them in jail. So that's what these corrupt judges, they're not all corrupt, but the Democratic Party ones, are. That's what they can do. They can put you in prison for a misdemeanor. They can give you $10 million fines because there's no Eighth Amendment anymore. You see that being done to me right now. That's the end game of these people, judicial tyranny. But, you know, there's another judge that judges everything in all of creation. And that's God. So those people doing this will pay for what they've done. But I want to just read you this article, and it links to the bill for folks that can't believe this. I'm sure you've heard around the country they've got bills to keep babies alive for 2 weeks, 10 weeks, 6 weeks and then kill them. Well, here's another one in California. California introduces new bill that would allow mothers to kill their babies up to 7 days after birth. And that's Peter Singer and PETA and all of them have always pushed this, being able to kill babies. Up to 3 years of age is what actually Ezekiel Emanuel and all those guys push. After assaulting basic human rights for 2 years, California Governor Gavin Newsom is working on a new infanticide bill that would legalize the murder of children up to 9 months of gestation and in the weeks after birth. The bill has been proposed by Newsom's Future of Abortion Council, which makes recommendations and strengthens to expand abortions in the state of California. And now they do not define it a baby until it has been outside the womb 8 days. So they've already been doing this for a while. They got to do a rear guard action because remember, it was San Francisco where the Christians, infiltrators, God bless them, got the video of all this. So that's why in Virginia, they're trying to pass laws. In New York, they did to keep babies alive and sell their organs. They want to kill children one way or another. And if they got to kill them once they're out of the womb or poison their minds or cut their genitals off, they'll take what they can get. But death is their favorite. And that ties into the whole transgenderism and the rest of it. And I saw this meme. It's on Infowars.com down in the cartoon section. And it really illustrates it all. It's Snow White leaning down, you know, the image of a 16-year-old virgin, but becoming a woman, you know, that powerful image. And she's talking as a mentor to an 8-year-old girl. And the 8-year-old girl's coming over and saying, meeting you is a dream come true. And Snow White doesn't say, hey, let's go out in the forest and sing and talk to the birds and squirrels. She says, let's explore your sexuality. But instead, it's a fat man in a wig telling the child, let's explore your sexuality. I mean, if I came into the house and my wife was sitting on the couch with my 4.5-year-old daughter telling her about sex toys and how to put them in her body, I would divorce my wife instantly and I would fight like the devil that she had lose custody. Of course, she would never act like that or do that. But that's the woman that grew that child in her and loves that child. She would never do it. But that, it'd be a deal breaker. End of, what husband out there, what wife out there, if you're a wife and you come home and your husband's on the couch or maybe reading stories at 8 o'clock at night, you're about to put your son or daughter to bed, your 4 or 5-year-old son or daughter. That's how young they're doing this now. And you caught your husband talking to your daughter about explicit sex stuff. That even if your wife isn't in the mood, she gets mad if you bring stuff up like that. And this is a child. You'd say, you're a pervert. You're grooming our daughter or our son. I'm divorcing you. But when they do this everywhere, they act like it's completely normal and good. It's disgusting. And it all ties into this. And look how far they've taken us with our tolerance. Look how far. And of course, they can even get a drag queen or one of these people that didn't look hideous, but they always get a big, fat, disgusting, scary as hell looking person to sit there and talk to the kids about the sex, posing as a woman. Hey, kids, a woman's a big, fat, scary looking man with a beard and a red Bozo the Clown outfit. Ugh. And it's again, ladies and gentlemen, total grooming, total brainwashing, and we all know it. But the Supreme Court nominee, she doesn't know it. She's like, oh, I let this person out of jail because they were 18 and the person they had sex with was, you know, in their age group. Eight-year-old was, yeah. And she's like, well, that's in their age group. These people are pedophiles and pedophile enablers. You don't get in the globalist club now if you don't at least help them rape children. If you don't feed the children into this hideousness, you know, you don't find it the clown in Stephen King movies, you know, down in water culverts during a storm. No, they're all over the television, they're all over the media, and they're with your children. Get it off the screen, please. And so they show you this hideousness and this obvious grooming and how sick it is and want you to accept it, and then it's all a globalist CIA program they experimented with in Germany, up to 30,000 children per state being delivered at age 3 to 7 to pedophiles to be raped into a same-sex relationship to then be groomed and prepared to service adults in mass pedophile orgies at age 7. And they have medical treatment. They get raped so viciously. This is mainstream news. This is the left. This is who they are. They will murder you. They will kill you. They will annihilate you. They are Satanist. They are Legion. They are attacking. They are creating animal-human clones. They're doing it all. They've got a breakaway civilization they've already built, and they're about to feed 7 billion of us into extermination and death.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two. At the kickoff of hour number three, Roger Stone has exclusive information on Madison Cawthorn and his big exposure of what's now being called Orgygate. And despite what the corporate media has told you, Madison Cawthorn has not recanted that he was invited to orgy and cocaine parties. By the way, I've been invited to those by famous people, and I've said no. In fact, I've not just been invited to orgies in D.C., which I have been years ago, and L.A., which I declined. I have been invited to be in the Hellfire Club at one of the two most famous universities in the United Kingdom. You can figure out for yourself which one has the Hellfire Club under it. It's actually in the history books. But, yeah, I've been invited to go and take part in a satanic orgy with a bunch of hot hookers. So that's how real this is, folks. I was invited by, well, multiple times by very famous people. And then I even got my invitation a month in the mail later when they told me that. I got invited to the major university to speak at their famous speaking thing. That was before the real attack started. This was about 7-8 years ago. I refused to take the invitation. They got really pissed. And I guess they've got my MO and they've got a, you know, database on me. They know I'm the type of guy that, you know, if I wanted to, I'm not intimidated by that sort of stuff. My earlier years, I'm kind of like a fish in water. But obviously, I don't want to be compromised. I don't want to be in the caves, in the satanic orgies. But it's very, very real, ladies and gentlemen. And the left always hears stuff like this and freaks out because they wish they could get in the elite groups themselves. I don't want to be in those elite groups. But if you just look at everything we do, it's at the cutting edge of everything. And, you know, over the years, I've had a chance to have meetings with 3 different Bilderberg group members off record. And just had one a few weeks ago. And I'm not going to talk about the details of it. It was an off-record meeting. But this is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And so Mr. Cawthorn has a lot of courage doing what he did. Because if you just refusing to go to the orgies, which are just like Eyes Wide Shut, in houses that look just like that, I mean, they probably use the same house. Big palatial Victorian style, French style houses, or they've got famous caves in the UK where the Hellfire Club's been doing it. I mean, Benjamin Franklin, he was part of it, and he did a lot of good things, but he definitely was not a Christian. He got pretty wild There's no evidence he ever killed any kids, but they did dig up a bunch of dead bodies of kids in his house. Oh, you didn't know about that? Oh, yeah. So probably not a good guy, actually. But lot of stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you didn't know Benjamin Franklin had a bunch of dead bodies in his house, including children's? Did you know he died in London, right? You know that, right? You know he was famously part of the Hellfire Club that had orgies wearing the theater mask, just like you saw in Eyes Wide Shut. I mean, you know that, right? You know this is all very real, right, folks? So, let's dive into where the rabbit hole goes. California introduces new bill that would allow mothers to kill their babies up to 7 days after birth, and a bunch of other states have done it as well, and New York passed it a couple years ago. Got that for you. That's how these people operate. And now Biden signs an executive order on transgender rights, unilaterally eviscerating women's sports, saying men can compete in any women's sport they want as long as they designate it and they can have full testosterone and testicles. But if a woman gets caught shooting testosterone, she will be kicked out of any sport. But men can compete with their testicles. And then you got Beto, the creep master, the most disingenuous person I've ever seen in my life, out running around with his "don't mess with trans kids." You mean don't mess with the children who they want to stunt and deform and destroy their future and destroy their naturally developed sexuality. That's the depopulation. Biden tears into political attacks on transgender children from bills across the nation. It's not attacks on children. It's attacks on the pervert, pedophile creeps trying to screw up kids and trying to form not just a sexual relationship, but a bizarre biological relationship of deciding there's something else so they can put a note on that, have the state involved to take control of parental rights and a child's sexual development. That is so damn satanic. Joe Biden applauds transgenderism with launch of new X gender marker. 50,000 signed petition for Disney to rehire James Gunn after he threw pedophile theme parties. Andy Mack, actor Stoney Westmoreland, fired by Disney Channel following arrest for planning liaison with 13-year-old. Top Disney execs talk about they're not at all secret gay agenda for flooding shows with LGBTQAP characters and how they need to get access to those children, how they need to, quote, be able to talk to them about their sexual relationships. I mean, imagine talking to a full-grown adults, like, walk up to a lady grocery store, "Hi, I'd like to talk about how you like to have sex, you know, or about what your gender is." You're like, "Get away from me, pervert." That's private stuff. Disney president, as mom of transgender and pansexual children, she wants diverse characters. Yes, so the kids can all learn about how I'm a bondage person. Well, I'm somebody that's into amputating limbs. Well, I'm someone that's into, you know, this and that. I'm someone that likes to get gangbanged and get HIV. Four Disney employees retired. Judge among 108 arrested in human trafficking sting in Central Florida, Polk County Sheriff. Yep. Always got those judges in there, don't you? Video. DeSantis accuses Disney of sexualizing kindergartners. Well, that's what they're doing. They want access to five-year-olds. But he doesn't apologize. Elon Musk is right. He says, at its heart, wokeness is divisive, exclusionary, and hateful. It basically gives mean people a reason. It gives them a shield to be mean and cruel, an armored and false virtue. And that's what they do, going after the kids particularly. Teacher on MSNBC worries he can't discuss his love life with kindergartners anymore. It scares me that I am not going to be able to have these conversations with my children. I don't want to have to hide that my partner and I went paddleboarding this weekend. What the hell does that even mean? This young lady, I forget her name. We didn't play her clip yesterday. Find that in the list, her name, for me. I want to play this lady when we get back. She was so powerful. Breaking all this down. This lady right here. Find that for me from yesterday, please. I want to play that next segment. In fact, find it. Yeah, we'll play it next segment. The future is gay. New survey reports that 1 in 5 Gen Z adults identify as LGBTQ because they're told it's cool to do so. Yep, total recruiting. It's a gang, folks. Had different parties throughout history. Well, this is the sex cult. The kinky sex cult that, by the way, likes children. So the pedophile cult. Public school indoctrination is real. Fourth grade teacher in Austin told her peers 63% of her class came out as LGBTQIA. Yeah, because she told them to. Here's her actually saying it right here. That won't get censored off of Instagram. And it goes on and on and on and on. But what's bad? Oh, teaching a five-year-old how to get blowjobs is okay. But MSNBC piece claims health and fitness is the new gateway drug to far-right and white people and groups of males and females together having fun and being confident. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to look like one of the zombies that's gone under the whole LGBT thing. Here's the actual article, MSNBC. Pandemic fitness trends have gone extreme, literally. Yes, ridicule the warning about fascist fitness. They don't want healthy, good, normal people that are confident. They want to totally control you. We're going to come back with that clip, though, who I was just talking about. It's amazing. I never got to this clip of Mark Dice yesterday, too. We'll try to. Well, you know what? We're not going to try. We're going to do that. We had all the groomer party stuff in Austin, the most hardcore stuff with Disney, caught running child sex rings and hiring directors that are convicted child molesters. It's all coming up. Stay with us. Roger Stone used to run DC orgies. That's on record, by the way. He's a big Christian now, and he really is converted. We love him. We don't judge him. He was never into kids. They weren't into kids. But some of the wildest parties ever, reportedly, with adults. He's going to be joining us. He's saying what Madison Cawthorn talks about is completely true. And the Republicans are trying to cover this up right now. I just say bring it all out, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I don't tell the stories I've told on a routine basis. It's so wild. I never took part in it, but I was invited to it as well. I've been invited in New York, D.C., Los Angeles, and to the Hellfire Club at Oxford. So there you go. Went ahead and said the name. Okay. Let's go ahead. I was like, wow, Thomas Jefferson went to him too. Yeah, but I almost did it, but I didn't, folks, because I don't want to get caught up in that stuff. No way, because that's just the first level of it. Thank God Roger never got deeper into it. He's coming up. Right now, let me get to this clip. This is a Morgan Zegers, who just really, really, really knocks it out of the park when it comes to who the Democrats are and what they're up to.
What are they going to do when you say that the world's going to end in 10 years and the world is overpopulated? So to solve the problem, we can't be having as many kids. Just seeing the way that they connect all these issues in their minds makes me really worried, because in communist China, they literally forced abortions onto anybody who had more than one child. Yep. Then they forced sterilized all the women that dared to get pregnant. So women were secretly having their kids and then keeping the kids in little tents and barns in the countryside. So this is not us like freaking out and creating some hypothesis of what could happen. This is actually what leftist regimes do, right, especially when they start running out of resources. We now have the Biden food shortage coming, and this is a classic step after leftist policies destroy a country. After they had the famine in China, they had no resources, and it resulted in the one-child policy. So this is disturbing. Leftism is evil. It's satanic. Mm-hmm. And I'm not surprised at all that now they're saying don't have kids.
Absolutely. In fact, they don't have children. They want your children. They want to rape your children. At the bottom of the pit, at the top of it, it's just all sexy and fun, and we're liberated and cool until you get in the cult, and then it gets a lot deeper and a lot more evil very, very quickly. Let's go ahead now and hear from Mark Dice, who said word for word what the trans pedo people say at city councils around the U.S., because we've played them from Baton Rouge and Tampa, Florida, New York, and in Austin, Texas. We've played the clips here. You've seen them. Where they say, I'm here to recruit kids. I'm going to teach them about this. I mean, it's crazy. And you read this stuff. They're teaching third graders how to shove sex toys in their rear ends. I mean, it's like, folks, I'm not joking. Remember Jocelyn Elders, the Surgeon General nominee under Clinton, that famously said, reach down and masturbate the babies. I mean, that it's like, who think that's what they do in public? Can you imagine who they really are? Like, I can't even tell you the rest of it that she said, even though she said it. I mean, and people are like, this is a family show, Alex. What? They're teaching children this. I got to talk about this stuff. Let's go ahead and go to Mark Dice. I love the green hair, though. He looks very Joker-esque with it. Here it is.
Thank you. I'm Professor Mark Dice. I teach gender studies at California State University, and my colleagues and I across the country have been making tremendous progress in shattering the gender binary. We've introduced, as you know, a growing list of over 57 different gender identities. Many people don't know which gender they want to be. It's an extremely creative process. The reason I'm here is obviously the college students, young adults, their minds still fairly malleable. But we've seen the Don't Say Gay bill being passed in Florida. And if we're going to truly succeed in the New World Order, we're going to have to reach the younger children. And maybe on a local level, we could start with introducing ordinances to ban even identifying anyone as a gender at all. And if we can stop referring to the children as just boys, girls, he's or she's, until they're old enough to decide, perhaps then we can complete the, let's just be honest here, the Marxist revolution. We can get to the point where a lot of us can shed the label of a Democrat and just openly admit that we are Marxists. Repealing the First Amendment on a national level may be a little bit difficult, but we've seen surveys conducted on the Oceanside Pier that there are a lot of people that are willing to accept that. So we're just recommending the Bilderberg Group, think tank, some of our associates, World Economic Forum are recommending that on local levels, we prevent the gendering of children at all. As you know, children will believe virtually anything at a young age. They believe that a man in a red suit flies around and brings presents to them every Christmas. And if we can convince them that there is no such thing as gender, that boys can be girls, girls can be boys, that men can get pregnant, that women can have external genitals, penises, then I think that we'll be able to really succeed in what it is that we're trying to do here. We're going to have to start reaching the children on a younger level. And again, by the time a lot of these students reach college, many of them are set in their ways. Some of them are watching Tucker Carlson, other YouTubers.
Thank you very much, sir.
And
thank
for
you.
For more, subscribe to the Mark Dice YouTube channel.
That's it.
For
thank
more
you.
Information.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So it's been going on for a long time, but I've always told listeners, go to city councils, go to county commissions, go to school boards, because it just goes viral. This is the place to go. And okay, maybe just the city council and 5,000 people watching local cable see it. Huge victory. But most of these end up going viral with millions of views. And I've got to put my money where my mouth is. I am going to create a new character called Pedo Pal or something. And I guess I'm going to go down to the city council and I'll put a rainbow wig on or something. And I'm going to repeat real quotes these people put out. I'm going to say in the great words of Jocelyn Elders, we need to masturbate the babies. We need to reach down and grab their genitals and do it ourselves. Now, and it's hard to say that myself, but I'm going to be doing it as Pedo Pete or whatever the new character is going to be. But these are going to be real quotes of these creepazoids. It all goes back to Kinsey and these other psychologists and psychiatrists that literally were into pedophilia. Sigmund Freud, Sigmund Freud's on record. And just totally obsessed with children and sex and pooping his poop. I mean, and I hate to talk about these people, but when you actually read about these people, like Carl Jung was the universe and archetypes and beauty and all this truth and this awesome stuff. And then all the rest of the liberal psychologists and psychiatrists are obsessed with having sex with their 10-year-old nieces and eating poop. And that's who runs things, is a cult of psychotic, unhappy, out-of-control garbage that beat us over the head. We've gotten rid of Christianity, so we don't need to get rid of our original sin now. You get rid of your original sin by doing what the left says and banning the letter Z or banning the word boy and girl and making everybody submit and censoring. That's the new loving liberal freedom, is censorship and control and pedophilia and everything evil. So we're here talking about it. We've hammered this over the years. A lot of people have been asking me the last few months, Jones, you're not talking much about this. Well, I get sick of looking at it and researching it because there's so much of it. But now it's just exploded in its latest big push, which is not just men and women sports, but adults of any age being able to come to your door and, hey, I want to ask your 5-year-old out on a date. They have emancipation and you don't have any right and your child isn't yours. It's mine. Because if your children aren't yours, they're everybody else's. These people have a drive. They will never stop until they've raped every child on Earth and then cut their heads off.
If you're not doing everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses, your God-given immune system, you are insane. Now, I've been selling high-quality supplements for over a decade that boost your immune system. Vitamin D of the highest quality, and of course, the best quality you're going to find out there from iodine. All of that boosts your immune system. But a couple years ago, I set out with top developers to come out with a concentrated herbal tincture that's been cold pressed that has the very best herbs that God gave us through Mother Nature's medicine chest to supercharge our immune systems. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 years in the making, InfoWars Life Immune Support is now in stock, and out of the gates, it is 25% off. And your purchase of this product funds the InfoWar at such a critical juncture as the global awakening explodes. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get this product 25% off and take it every morning when you get up and every evening when you go to sleep. And all the studies show these compounds will turbocharge your immune system in a natural and healthy way. Elderberry concentrate, echinacea concentrate, astragalus root concentrate, angelica root concentrate, lomatium root concentrate, and so much more. This is a game changer, ladies and gentlemen, and with Winter Sun and X2 and X3, it will take your immune system to the next level, and it will fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. This is a non-zero sum game, ladies and gentlemen. The only way you fail, the only way you lose, is not supporting the broadcast while you get a product that supports your immune system. Immune support from InfoWars Life, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Follow the link below if you're at band.video and get yours today.